Yeah, Darren, they say the FIFA World Cup is a place where attraction can spark at any minute because the whole world is out celebrating together this summer.
That's a lovely thought, Joe, yeah? But have you actually seen what fans wear? It's hard to spark attraction when you've got a large German sausage hat glued to your head and face paint melting into your eyes.
Okay, that's true. But here, that's where Lynx comes in. As official sponsors of the tournament, they're making sure we're armed with the finest fragrances for match day and beyond.
They want us to smell our best when we look our worst. It's about putting your best foot forward, even if your outfit is a 0 out of 10.
Exactly. The FIFA World Cup is coming, so make sure you're prepared. Get your Lynx fragrance today and be the most ridiculous looking, best smelling fan in the pub this summer.
I'm wearing a hat that looks like a clog.
You do you, Darren.
That's what I'm gonna do.
You do you. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It, where we answer your questions if they're good. That sounds like, if you were listening to them back to back, it's just like,
yeah,
it's as if we record them back to back, but we didn't. That was like a week ago.
Nobody's gonna get that.
No, I know.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Listen to the last one and how we ended it, and now listen to this one, how we started it
back to back,
and it's literally like a TikTok loop.
Yeah,
we
just did that
instant.
I'd forgotten about that.
I didn't. I was holding out for a whole week for that.
Wow.
How's it going?
This will be going out while I'll be in Tenerife.
You will.
Any tips?
Tips?
You're a Tenerife veteran.
You're not going to the same place, though.
It's all the same. It's a fucking island.
Ah, but there's some walking in it.
I don't know. Isn't the fucking... It's the same.
It's a good bit of travelling in it.
I thought it was just one strip.
Nah.
Is it not just one strip?
No.
Let me see.
Las Americas is where I go, bro.
Ah, here, the Principe, is it? Tenerife. Where is it? Come on, Google.
How long do you go for?
Fucking 14 days.
It's too long.
Yeah, it's too long.
With kids and all? No. And a wife? No.
And your bird.
And your board.
And your
board, yeah. Ma.
It's the sunny southern coast of the island.
Which doesn't really give you where it is. Like.
Since you just looked that up.
The sunny coast
where you
of the island.
The holidays. The sunny coast of
it's
an
like
island.
I thought it was just, it's an island. It's like one place now.
There's different areas in the one place. Like there's Las Americas, Las Cristianas. That's all I know.
Las Lobas.
And if it's none of them, you're fucked. The rest is just all mountains.
Costa Adeja.
Adeki.
Adeki?
Yeah.
Adeco.
Adeki.
Yeah.
Adeja.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's a nice spot. So I believe.
Is it near...
No.
Las Americas?
Miles away.
Is it?
No, it's actually not. It's probably like 15 minutes in the taxi. Or in your case, walk. You love walking.
The kids don't. We're staying in that hotel for 10 days or maybe 7 or 8 days. And then we're staying in an Airbnb somewhere else on the beach. So maybe that's Las Americas.
Could be.
I don't know. But it's all fucking one. It's all the same. They all sell Willy mugs.
Loads of them. I didn't believe that they would be still doing that in this day and age, but they are.
They fucking love it. They love it. They're stuck in the 90s.
I even seen a couple of lighters that were Willys.
Brilliant. Fucking brilliant.
Pathetic.
It's hilarious.
Pathetic. I'll take 12 of them. Right, lads, bonus questions. Here we go. Oh, this starts very formally. To whom it may concern.
Oh.
Times have changed, as we know, moved along, and as times do, for the better, we hear the common cry go up, for the better. Jesus Christ, Fintan O'Toole, relax. But my question, is there a word or phrasing that in your mind that is and will forever remain unacceptable for a man to be part of? I'll start and end the conversation. No man should ever, ever use the word hubby to describe himself. It's scarcely acceptable for a woman. But a man, straight red, sir. From Jingo under the bridge. Oh, I love that. So is there any phrase?
Yeah,
I 100% agree.
I agree. Full chest.
Hubby. Straight against the wall, man.
I just instantly think of like words like slay and stuff like that. Like, ah, oh, slay. Like, I just don't think we should be saying slay. Or it's given. No, yeah, given like cute, like, oh yeah.
I mean,
or if someone says like, here's a hot take. It's like, why? It's not, like, it's never a hot take.
The ick, I hate when people talk about the ick. Like,
hubby is, I think hubby is unbeatable.
That is.
It's the worst, isn't it?
This is my wife and I'm the hubby.
Yeah.
Now like that. In Tenerife.
On the sunny south coast of an island.
Little bum bag.
Little hubby.
Loud of 99ers and all. I'm the hubby.
I'm in the hubby cubby.
We're staying in Costa Adeki.
Yeah.
And I'm the hubby.
Oh.
Joby, I'm the hubby. I'll do what I want. I'm the hubby. I'm going to the beach. That is fucking...
Hard to beat. A hubby's unbeatable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wifey?
Yeah.
Wifey,
there's
no
equivalent, isn't there?
Hubby is embarrassing.
When you get these questions and they give you an example and the example is better than what we can give you.
Yeah, it's hard. But
that's it. You'd have to think about that one. I could come back with a list of them now next week.
Next week, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to now.
We'll ring Joe in Tenerife and he might have a few. Hello, is the hubby there?
Let's speak to the hubby, please.
Hubby. Thank you, Jingo Under the Bridge. This comes in from Helen in Dundrum. Loved the recent ad for Specsavers with the TV lads. Yeah, fair dues. Good work there.
That's your doing, Ed.
Yeah, I know.
Ed wrote that.
I did all that. I'm wondering, is there any media figures you wouldn't collab with? Name names. Like Darren, would you do, for a very well-paid job, would you do one for Man City?
I asked you about doing one for Liverpool before.
Yeah, I said yeah.
You said you would.
I'd do it, yeah.
Would you do City?
I've changed. I don't like football. I'm not into football anymore. I'd do it. Only yes and no. It'd have to be a wad to do with an ad for Man City or Liverpool. A wad.
Do you have
like at least like 200, 500 euro?
A free jersey.
Is there any?
Would you do it for 10 grand?
No.
20?
No.
30?
No.
50? Come on now.
No.
Oh, the pause.
Ah, yeah.
No, we're getting close.
What, to do an ad for Liverpool?
I'd do it for 100 grand.
Would you do it for 60?
Euro.
60,000 euro.
You'd be pushing me buttons and I'd be like...
65.
No.
So you'd almost do it for 60, but 65, no.
He would. He would absolutely.
I'd almost do it for 60, but if you're just gone from 60 to 65 and you've just been gone 10, 20, 30, you'd wanted to go to 70 from 60. 70,000
euro. No, because I sense you're quavering. Is that a word? Wavering.
Quivering.
Quavering.
Quavers.
I'm not a fucking crisp, mate.
You're eating quavers.
Would you make an ad for quavers?
I sense we're getting close.
I'd do it for 70 to 100,000. But I'm not going to say it to them. I'm not going to say to them, I'll do it between that number, because then they're just going to say, okay, 70.
Yeah.
So I'll do it for 100.
I'm not going to say it at all. This is hypothetical.
It's not.
Have you just negotiated with yourself up to 100? That's amazing. All right, lads.
Would you do it for 100 grand?
Yes. What, an ad for Liverpool? Yeah, I wouldn't give a fuck. Yeah, I'd do an ad for Liverpool for 100 grand. Would you not? What do you think's going to happen to you?
Everyone will think that I don't support Man United anymore. No, I'd do it for 500.
Joe, she asks,
oh,
would you accept a job from the Drogheda Tourist Board?
Just for
anyone listening, Joe's been slamming on Drogheda quite hard of late.
That's a hard sell. Like, what could you say? Oh, hey, do you want to see a man's head?
Jesus.
That's its selling point. Fucking Oliver Plunkett's head.
And Oliver Plunkett.
And the other parts of his body as well. Other than that, it's like, hey, well, Newgrange is nearby, sort of.
You do it for a grand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A grand?
Yeah. The Drogheda Tourist Board. There's no Drogheda Tourist Board. If there is, it's like one person sweating like old Gil in the back. Like, oh God.
Drogheda.
Drogheda. Drogheda.
You have to use your own accent, and then every time you say Drogheda, you just have to say Drogheda. So you're like, all right, everyone, do you want to go to Newgrange and Drogheda? It's only around the corner.
Jesus, that's dreadful. Drogheda.
Drogheda.
That's not it.
It is.
It's more like Drogheda.
That sounds like you're from Dublin.
Okay.
It's okay.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Jesus. Helen Dundrum, cat amongst the pigeons. So Joe's doing it for a grand, Darren, 100 grand.
For Liverpool, yeah.
For Man City.
City, yeah. Ooh. City aren't even a fucking club.
I know, you know Man City have more money than 100 grand, so you...
Yeah, I'll be up on that now.
Yeah, Darren, they say the FIFA World Cup is a place where attraction can spark at any minute because the whole world is out celebrating together this summer.
That's a lovely thought, Joe, yeah? But have you actually seen what fans wear? It's hard to spark attraction when you've got a large German sausage hat glued to your head and face paint melting into your eyes.
Okay, that's true. But here, that's where Lynx comes in. As official sponsors of the tournament, they're making sure we're armed with the finest fragrances for match day and beyond.
They want us to smell our best when we look our worst. It's about putting your best foot forward, even if your outfit is a 0 out of 10.
Exactly. The FIFA World Cup is coming, so make sure you're prepared. Get your Lynx fragrance today and be the most ridiculous looking, best smelling fan in the pub this summer.
I'm wearing a hat that looks like a clog.
You do you, Darren.
That's what I'm gonna do.
You do you.
Pedro in Cork. Men. In the classic track from The Cure, Close to Me, at Banger, Robert Smith mentions he gets sick when he gets close to his missus. Whilst Karen Carpenter in the timeless Close to You tells us that birds suddenly appear every time her fella is near. Okay, my question is, given the choice, would you choose between a quick vomit or being attacked by birds when you meet your missus? Which are you choosing, Pedro and Cork?
I just feel like
I hate birds.
Joe is afraid of birds. All types of birds. Every bird. Even little tiny little robins.
Yeah. More so. They're fucking so quick.
Yeah.
They'd take your eye out. If birds knew how scared humans were of them, they'd be running the world. But that not. They're stupid.
Tick. Was he listening to them songs and he's just like, I'm going to send that into Stala.
I love it though.
It's mad, isn't it?
I love
it. The thought process behind the listener questions. I don't even remember what it was. What was it?
So basically, any time you see Amy, you have to choose between doing a little sick.
Just going, bah.
Like,
a little sick.
Or,
like
or
a little
type, getting attacked by three birds, we'll say.
Getting sick.
I'd get, yeah, a little bit sick.
Just a little bit that it's like unnoticeable. Do you have to get sick on the ground? Like, or,
yeah.
Or on yourself? Just getting sick. I don't like birds. Like, I don't think anyone likes birds. Do they?
David Attenborough likes
some
birds.
Some people like birds.
Why?
They fucking sound.
Robins are grand. Like, yeah. I don't mind them, but crows and seagulls and all that can do one.
They give the rest a bad name, I think, to be fair. Like.
They're not even birds. They shouldn't even be in the bird category.
What?
Seagulls.
Seagulls.
Oh.
Abominations.
Dinosaurs. The air freaks.
Joe, what are you choosing? Are you getting sick in yourself?
I famously am terrified of birds. Okay. Boards.
And birds.
Birds. I love it. Birds, birds freak me out.
Every time he looks in the mirror and sees his bird, he starts screaming.
Does a little sick.
No. Boards are fucking awful. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I suppose you could bring a little, like.
I like parrots.
Aeroplane sick bag around and just, like, you get used to it. You're just like,
yeah. And if you were in the house, like if I came home and I see more in the house and then there was just like boards in the house, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What exactly. The fuck is there boards in the house? Like, get out. Three of them.
Some days you might just like see them for the whole day, so you only have to get sick once.
Yeah.
But then like you got sick in the morning, seeing her in the morning, then you came in here, then you go back, get sick.
Yeah.
Then if you go out anywhere without her and come back, you're getting sick again.
Get used to it.
But you'd be almost like out fucking doing something, and like you could be going home now, and then they're like, bollocks, I have to get sick when I go in.
Yeah. You just make sure you have kind of like a liquid diet, make it easier on yourself. Just always have a pack of Rennie.
You'd lose a load of weight, would you?
Oh, yeah. Well, depends how often you see a board.
Yeah. What if she throws you out of the house and you don't see her?
I wonder if.
Do you the world a good?
I'll throw this in.
Like that.
If,
yes.
For example, you haven't seen her for a week or two, it's a bigger vomit.
Yeah, projectile.
Yeah. Like, for example, if she goes to shops, come back, it's like a little into your mouth. But then she's gone. You haven't seen her for a week or two.
I wonder how she'd take that. Imagine trying to explain.
But you can't tell her.
Say, yeah, no, babe, listen. It was a listener question. I'm not actually fucking...
Projectile vomiting into the fridge. Yeah. I don't know why you do that. But anyway.
What are you doing in the fridge?
Or what if you're in a restaurant and she went to the toilet and came back, you'd have to get sick.
Just a little bit.
Into your bolognese.
No, into your mouth, because like, she's only like that.
Bah.
Jesus. Sorry about that, everyone. Continue your meal.
Pedro, great question. William Darcy in Kildare.
Big Willie.
Why am I imagining him in tweed?
What? William Darcy, I feel like, sounds like a jockey.
He sounds like a Protestant. I genuinely believe it to be the behaviour of a sociopath to still choose Diet Coke while we live in a world of plentiful access to Coke Zero.
Agreed.
Do either of you have any thoughts on this, or even better, any telltale signs that someone is a psycho?
The Diet Coke one is, I never, like, with Coke Zero there now, there is people that still like the taste of Diet Coke. But I feel like Diet Coke has always been disgusting.
Yeah. It was a compromise you made in taste. You,
Joe's going to say he doesn't see the difference between Diet Coke and
Coke. Genuinely don't see the difference. I really don't see the difference. They both taste like shit Coke.
Coke
they both
Zero
taste the exact
close.
Same. No, it's not. I genuinely don't see a difference. Is there a difference?
I think there's a huge difference between Coke Zero and Diet Coke. Huge.
You know, if you're in the pub and you say, can I have a whiskey Diet Coke? They say, we only have Coke Zero. But I feel like saying, doesn't fucking matter. Doesn't make a bleeding difference, does it? It's the same shit. Give it to me.
Give it to me now.
Is what I want.
Do you know what's the difference between Diet Coke?
100%. In a taste test, I'm winning it 100 glasses out of 100. I could taste Diet Coke, that metallic aftertaste.
The Diet Coke is almost not as fizzy either. It's flat.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Now that we've seen the promised land of Coke Zero, it's bananas that you'd go back to.
Coke Zero, surely, outselling the regular Coke now.
Oh, I'd imagine. I'd love to see it, but still. It's as good, I think.
You can't beat normal Coke, though.
You can. I don't like that at all.
Normal Coke?
I'd have a way of takeaway, maybe.
Yeah.
But not, like, just out of a machine here or a shop, ever.
I drink Coke Zero so much that whenever they don't have Coke Zero and they just give you a normal Coke... You're kind of like, oh, do you know what?
Go on.
That's all right.
Go on then.
That's all right, that. I said it.
Very sugary, though. You only know how sugary it is. Bring back Virgin Cola.
God, yeah.
Freeway.
That's nice. No, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, fuck off now. Don't be shitting on that.
It actually is good. It is good. It is.
It's worth it. Fucking,
I'm telling you.
Don't be shitting on that now.
So is there any other sign, telltale signs in someone that when you see them doing something normal every day and you go, that's the act of a sociopath?
If you put the milk in before the hot water into the cup of tea.
Yeah.
That's the weird one.
Isn't
just
it?
Just a dry tea bag, like.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't even drink tea and that's pretty fucked up.
I think people...
Do you know people that, like...
Lattes, eat, kind of weird.
Eat certain things on the play forced on their dinner. I'm like, oh, they've veg and fucking mash and meat. And they eat they leave the meat for last and they, like, go around the play. That's weird.
Mm.
Isn't that weird?
I think I'd do that.
Do you?
Yeah. I think
if you have a burger and chips, would you eat all the chips then the burger, or the burger and then all the chips, or would you take a bite and then eat a chip and whatever, just whatever happens?
Actually, I think it's probably whatever happens.
Because there's some people that will eat all the chips and then the burger.
If it was a Sunday dinner, I'd have
riveting
the potatoes.
Stuff.
I'd have the potatoes first if it was a Sunday dinner.
The whole potatoes before you touch nothing else?
Yeah, because I feel like with a Sunday dinner, you need to make space because the whole plate is too full, so you kind of need to clear up some real estate on the plate.
Amy's sister eats everything individually on all of our food.
Psychopath. Yeah, she's a killer. She's a killer.
I was saying it to her.
Yeah.
So you want to stop that, you'll end up being a serial killer.
There's definitely a Netflix documentary in her.
What would you call it?
The Sunday dinner. The Sunday dinner massacre.
Fair.
Thank you, William. Thank you, Pedro, Helen, and of course, Jingo Under the Bridge. My favourite. Great questions.
As always.
Yeah.
And if you have any more, send them into Stala@goloudnow.com. If they're good, yeah. If they're shy, keep them to yourself. Or send them in anyway. Eds can be the...
I'll side
judge. If they're shy, fucking send them into Talking Bollocks.
Right, thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
And thank you to the listener. Thanks for stalling it.
Nice.
That's the new one we're going to be using now.
I like it.
But it has to end on that, so you have to say
okay,
it again.
Okay, sorry.
Thanks for stalling it. I can do better. Something just better than that.
Say it in German.
Dankeschön, der Stalin it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, do you think so?
Say it in Japanese. No, fuck it, leave it.
Say it just one more. Just do it sarcastically.
Thanks for stalling it.